The Sefer Baruch Yomiru brings an interesting point on this week's Parsha, Parshas Toldos. The Parsha begins with Ela Toldos Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram Halidas Yitzchak. These are the generations of Yitzchak, the son of Avraham. Avraham gave birth to Yitzchak. And this raises the question, do we not know that Avram had Yitzchak? What is it coming to tell us? We've just done a couple of Parshios about how Yitzchak was born, how Avram was 100 years old when Yitzchak was born, how Avram made a bris milah for Yitzchak, how he eventually is going to take him to do the Akedas Yitzchak on him, and then find him a wife, which we just did last week. We know very clearly that Yitzchak is the son of Avraham. Rashi says that there were leitzanim, the leitzanei hadar, who said, Avram's been married for so many years to Sarah and hasn't managed to have a child. They knew that Sarah was the mother, that was clear, but this child must come from Sarah's night with Avimelech. It can't be that after so many years of Avram and Sarah being married, together they were able to have a child. Therefore, Hashem makes an ace and changed Yitzchak's face to look exactly like his father's face did. And therefore, it says, Yitzchak ben Avraham. It's so clear that Yitzchak is Avraham's son, that Avraham hailed as Yitzchak. It was Avraham who had Yitzchak. This is the proof that Avraham was the father of Yitzchak. Now, if you look at the timeline, at the calendar, it doesn't make so much sense. There's two different versions of when the story of Avimelech happened, but either way, the story of Avimelech happened at least a year and a half before Yitzchak was born. In one version, the story of Avimelech happened right around Rosh Hashanah. We know this because it says that Avraham davened from Avimelech, and then right after the pasuk said, "V'Hashem pakat es Sarah," Hashem remembered Sarah, and we know, we learn from this story that kol hamispala al chaverai, if somebody davens for his friend, v'hu tzarich la'aisei davar, and he needs the same thing, hu ne'enat tchila, he's answered first. The sickness that came to plague Avimelech's house when he took Sarah was that everything was closed up. All the internal organs were closed, and that would have made it very hard to have children. And so what Avram was davening for was to cure Avimelech and his house. And in that tefillah of curing Avimelech and his house, he also got answered for his tefillah to open up the ability for Sarah to have a child. And if Sarah was remembered on Rosh Hashanah, it means that this story with Avimelech must have happened sometime right before Rosh Hashanah. There's another version that the story was even earlier, that it happened on Pesach. We say on the Pesach Seder, in the song that we sing in by Nirtza, by Hibachatzi Halayla, on the first night of Pesach, we talk about all the things that happened on this night in history. One of the things we mention is Danta Melech Gror B'chaloyim Halayla. You came and you made dinim for the king of Gror Balayla, B'chaloyim Halayla, that night, and it happened this night, which night? Pesach. So it was either a half a year later or an entire year later that the Malachim come to Avram and Sarah and told them that in another year they would have a child, and the following Pesach, Yitzchak was born. So how could anyone imagine that this child came from that night that Sarah was in Avimelech's palace, if it was at least a year and a half later? And for this leitzanus, this ridiculous leitzanus, Hashem has to come and make an ace and change Yitzchak's face to look like Avram's face? We know, we see this from here, but we see it from so many life experiences that we have, that leitzanus does not need any foundation. There doesn't need to be any supporting facts for somebody to make a mockery out of anything. The example that we are given of leitzim, of people who mock, are Parai and Amalek. Both of them saw with clarity the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it didn't help. Parai lived through all the makos and paid them no attention. Amalek sees the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim and jumps right into fight. Facts don't matter to a leitz. The Sfarna says that the leitzanei hadar, who were these leitzanei hadar who were making fun and saying that Yitzchak must have come from Avimelech, was none other than Yishmael. On the pasuk, Vatera Sarah es ben Hagar ha-mitzris mitzachik, that Sarah saw that Yishmael was mitzachik, where there are many different mepharshim explaining what that mitzachik laughing was, and some say he was actually doing the shleisha averus chamurai, some say he was trying to kill Yitzchak, but what the Sfarna says is mitzachik. No, he was laughing. He was making fun of the party that they had put together for Yitzchak, saying, they're all coming together to celebrate this child. It's not even his son. This party is described as a mishta gadol. It's a great party because all the gedolei hador were there. And Yishmael was going around from one to the next, spreading his leitzanus, despite the fact that he knew quite well, as did everyone else, that it couldn't be true. An interesting detail, though, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reacts to this leitzanus, because we see an entirely different perspective at the very beginning of creation. The pasuk says that Hashem turns to the malachim and says, Na'ase Adam b'tzalmenu, let us make man. And when Moshe Rabbeinu was recording the Torah, he says to Hashem, why are you giving the opportunity for people to make a mistake and think that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, needed others to help you make men? Why don't you say in the pasuk, why shouldn't we write, E'esa Adam b'tzalmi? Why did you write, Na'asa, why do you want me to write, Na'asa Adam b'tzalmenu? The Leitzanim are going to make fun of this and say that Hashem had helpers. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds and says, Haraita l'tais yiteh. If somebody wants to make a mistake, let him make a mistake. I'm doing it for a purpose. I want to write Na'asa Adam b'tzalmenu because in the future there are going to be men, they're going to be great men, and they're going to think that they could do things on their own without help. And I want to show them every person, no matter how great, has to take advice from others, even from those who are lower than him. And I'm modeling this behavior for man. And the Gemara says that really there's no room for leitzanim. There's no room for mistakes, as the next pasuk clearly states, Vayivra elakim esa adam, meaning it's very clearly written in the pasuk, Vayivra elakim esa adam, one, singular, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, created man. So there's no room to make the mistake to think that Hashem needed their help to create man. However, as we said, that they don't really need the facts. Leitzanim ignore the facts and believe what they want. But it seems that the attitude of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Leitzanim is Haraitze Lit'ais Yiteh. Somebody wants to make a mistake, let him make a mistake. I don't care, I'm not bothering myself with Leitzanim. So the question becomes, why here in our parsha does Hashem, do we see that Hashem had made a big nace to change Yitzchak's face to look like his father's to quiet down the Leitzanim? But in the case of Na'asa Adam, in the case of Let Us Make Man, he didn't pay any attention to the Leitzanim. The answer is to be found in a medrash in Navi. When Yeravam ben Nevat sets up his golden calves, the purpose of setting up this calves is Yeravam became the king of Yisrael, and he was trying to take the Yidden away from Malchus Yehuda. And the way he was going to do that is to try and prevent them from being Oil L'Rego, because when they would come to the Beis HaMikdash, they would clearly see who the real king was. And therefore, he built these Aglei Zahav, he built these golden calves, and he built a Mizbeach near them to bring the Keteris on. He was setting up a mini Beis HaMikdash, an alternative Beis HaMikdash for the people under his ruling. And when he went up to do the Avodah, Hashem sent a Navi, his name was Idai HaNavi, to stop him. He said to him, Idai said to Yeravam, if you do not stop, the Mizbeach will be destroyed, and anyone who is Makdir, who's trying to bring the Keteris on this Mizbeach, will be burned. As a sign, in front of their eyes, the Mizbeach split and the ashes spilled out of the Mizbeach. When the king, when Yeravam heard what the Navi had said and had proclaimed against this Mizbeach and that he had built in Basel, Yeravam stretched out his arm above the Mizbeach and cried out, "Seize him!" But the arm that had stretched out against him became rigid, and he could not draw it back. Yeravam understood that he was in trouble, and he begged Idai to daven for him. He realized, I'm never going to be able to move my arm again. It's not going to be very good. And he begged Idai, please daven for me. And Idai did, and his hand returned Kavi Rishona, which the Mefarshim say that Kavi Rishona, that his hand came back to the beginning, but more so the same way that before this big nes, these multiple nesim happened, he was determined to serve Avodah Zarah. After this whole story, he continued to serve Avodah Zarah. He went back to just what he was right before. In other words, we're dealing again with the lates, somebody who sees reality in front of his eyes and doesn't want to acknowledge the reality because he wants to do what he wants to do. Like Amalek, like Parai, like Yishmael, don't bother me with the facts. I see the Mizbeach breaking before my eyes. I see my hand turned to stone, and yet I'm still going to do what I want, and no amount of admonition, punishment, or reality would stop him. And the question is, why does this paralysis of his arm not happen as soon as he started to serve? Why did it only happen when he pointed his hand against the Navi? And the answer, again, is that we learn, and we saw it in Naase Adam, and we see it again here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more worried about the kavod of the tzaddik than he is about his own kavod. And with this, we answer our question. When we are speaking about the mockery of the non-believers against Hashem and his creation of man, the response is, who cares? Let them make mistakes. But if someone's going to come and mock Sarah, Avram, and Yitzchak, Hashem will do everything to make sure that it doesn't happen, even making a nes and changing the face of Yitzchak. Two lessons we learn here. Number one, be aware of the insidious power of Leitzanos. It is deadly. It is so powerful. And we know when we're dealing with Leitzanos of others or even Leitzanos in ourselves that it takes a tremendous amount of power to stop it because it's not facts that are going to stop it. It's only a person's recognition of realization of what he is doing. And number two, how careful we should be about the covet of tzaddikim, because that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts. It's when we're not careful to take the words of tzaddikim with the proper respect that it deserves, that we're going to get a reaction from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.